Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about things that you should know before renting articulated trucks. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Trucks are used by construction industry to carry huge piles of debris from the job site to the dump yard or on the job site, period. Articulated trucks are specialized trucks that are used for hauling of heavy equipment from their source to the destination. Hence, many construction industry prefer buying articulated trucks on rental basis to reduce their expenses. However, one has to be diligent while buying rented machines, since it is very, very expensive. The following are some of the tips which may be useful for the buyer. Number one, purchase equipment which is in good working condition. Overall, it is used. Buyers must take care of the articulated trucks, must be in good working conditions. Instead of buying on rent our very old articulated truck, one should purchase an articulated truck which is less than 5 years old. Number two, perform a thorough physical or mechanical inspection of the heavy equipment. Being one of the most difficult machines, evaluating an articulated truck is a difficult task. A physical inspection of an articulated truck is needed by investing enough time and taking it around during daylight. Establish its serial number and the number of hours that has been operated. The serial number indicates the year of the manufacturer. While it is run for less than 10,000 hours, the machine is in better working condition. Different locks and articulation hinges joints should be checked for their movement. There are two parts to it, auxiliary parts and articulator parts. If there are problems with the former part, then the repairs are very expensive as compared to the articulated part. Engine, hinge pins, brakes, tires, batteries, cabs, mirrors, air filters, oil filters, suspension systems in front should be thoroughly examined. Buyers should make sure that the brakes get applied to all the wheels. Use of wet brakes reduce costs and require less maintenance. Articulated truck should be checked for its uphill movement and amount of fuel that is used or smoke release. The truck comfort should be assessed in terms of the cab safety and the great visibility and comfort. The machine's maintenance records should be checked to know the service history. Knowing the past history of what it was used for hauling gives an idea of the wear and tear of the machine must have gone through. Number three, buyers should evaluate their work requirements. Buyers should learn about the applications of an articulated truck and should know if it is useful for the types of work. They should check various details, including the type of materials, the travel distance, the cycle times, and the equipment to be used in the articulated truck. Since it is to be mentioned in the agreement, it is necessary the buyer should know the requirements of duration of an articulated truck at the workplace. And four, product specifications. There are different models of AATs, which is articulated trucks. Buyers should know which type is required for their purpose since the model has different characteristics. The user should refer to the product manual and distributor/manufacturer websites to learn about the model application. This is an enable buyer to choose the right types of models for the articulated truck. It is important to know if the current model of the articulated truck is supported by the manufacturer, which makes it easy to find parts of the repair. In addition, the buyer should also seek to know about the factors such as high performance per man hour and check the payload capacity, both which are important for increasing productivity. Number five, consider the speed and gas gauge. The travel speed of an articulated truck plays an important role in the productivity. The buyer should look at the top end speed for the long run and pulling the power for the shorter distance. Check for unit abundance of the horsepower and torque, which will allow the operator to move fast and haul more in one cycle. The buyer should also consider the fuel efficiency based on the material per gallon, which can be increased by the proper planning of the truck activities and by maintaining your articulated truck and doing the daily maintenance. Number six, cost. Buyers should know the expense incurred due to the rents, both the machine and the additional parts and maintenance. Repair of the auxiliary part and fuel use and greasing of the parts and expenses due to hiring an operator. Number seven, make an agreement. When a buyer is satisfied with the rental machine and the costs associated with this, then go ahead with an agreement with the rental service provider. Following these tips can guide buyers into purchasing appropriate articulated trucks on rental basis and get the job well doing it good. You know, going to do the job. You know, the best thing to do is get a great piece of equipment and you don't want to lose production and get the job done. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.